My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
I was 10 years old when Grandma came to live with us. It was about 6 months after Grandad passed away. And I guess, looking back, she must have been lonely in that big house of theirs, rattling around with only the grief and memories for company. So, despite a few protests from Mum, my parents took her in. There were no protests from me. None at all. Grandma was loud and fun, and I loved her. She had an almost limitless supply of boiled sweets, and she'd always slip me a couple whenever she saw me. She was always the first to stick up for me when I got in trouble too. But it was her stories I loved best. Grandma had all kinds of stories. Stories about growing up during World War II, and stories about the things she'd get up to with her friends on the South Coast, after her family had been evacuated. Sad stories, funny stories, adventure stories. But it was her scary stories that were my favourite. Grandma had a lot of scary stories. She told me she dabbled in the occult when she was a teenager, trying out Ouija boards with her friends, tarot cards, fortune telling, all that stuff. Most of the stories I'd laugh off or forget about not long after she was done telling them. But there are a couple that really did spook me a bit. I was only 10 at the time, you have to understand, and Grandma certainly knew how to bring the stories to life. She'd shut off the lights in my room, so only the glow of the night sky shone through the curtains, and she'd shuffle in real close. Close enough so I could see the wrinkles on her face and smell the boiled sweets on her breath. Close enough so her deep blue eyes could stare straight into mine. She must have given me nightmares with a few of those tales. But now, years later, there's only one I can still remember. Only one that stuck with me. The story of the shower and Mr. Longfingers. Grandma told me about Mr. Longfingers one night after I asked her about baths. Grandma used to love her baths. She'd spend ages in them, light candles and incense, and lie in the tub, humming to herself, until the water turned cold. It drove my mum crazy. But when I asked her why she loved them so much, she said it was the only place that was safe for her to relax. You know, people like me, who are, well, more sensitive to certain things, we have to have baths, she told me seriously one night, shuffling closer on the bed. I couldn't possibly spend that long in the shower. It'd be far too risky. Grandma stared at me with those blue eyes of hers, unsmiling, and I knew it was time for one of her stories, one of the scary ones. I shivered with pleasure and pulled up the covers to my chin. Why is it risky, Grandma? She half turned to look out the window, watching me from the corner of her eye, pausing for effect. I waited, feeling my heart rate pick up ever so slightly in my chest. Well, she said after a moment, it's only risky if you close your eyes, of course. If you close your eyes for longer than 10 seconds. What do you mean? Why? Well, do you ever play that game in the playground with your friends? The one where someone turns their back and the other sneaks up on them when they're not looking? I nodded, and Grandma nodded back. Exactly. So that's what it's like in the shower, when you have your eyes closed. That's what it's like with Mr. Longfingers. A cold itch tickled my back. Who's Mr. Longfingers, Grandma? She let out a deep breath, as if she wished she hadn't said anything, turned her head back to face mine. When she next spoke, she'd lowered her voice. No one knows exactly, Grandma whispered. Some think it's a creature that's attracted to the heat and smell we give off in there. Others think it's a demon that finds a way into our realm through the dense steam clouds. No one can say for sure, because the only ones who have actually seen Mr. Longfingers aren't ever going to be able to tell you. I pulled in a breath. Why not? Grandma shuffled closer along the bed and leaned towards me, leaving my question hanging in the air. Don't you worry about it, sweetheart. Don't you worry your pretty head. As long as you remember the rules, you'll be fine. What rules? Well, when you're in the shower, you try not to close your eyes for too long. 5 seconds is fine, and 10 is just about okay too. But any longer than that? Yeah? Then what? Well, any longer than that, and you may just start to feel something in the room with you. Something watching. And if you ever go longer than 15 seconds, that's when you might hear a noise too. Hear what? The soft tap, tap, tap of fingers on glass. Fingers drumming against the glass door of the shower. If you do ever hear that noise, God forbid, will you make me a promise? What, Grandma? Promise me, you'll never open your eyes. I barely slept that night, hardly at all. I'd close my eyes and try to relax, but every time I did, I'd imagine a face pressed against my bedroom window, staring at me. And when I did finally get to sleep, I had nightmares. Bad ones. I had them all week, in fact. Dreams about disembodied eyes watching me in the dark and long fingers reaching out to touch my exposed skin. It wasn't any better when I was awake either. Not really. The shower was the worst. That's when Grandma's story really got to me. I never thought about it before, but suddenly I had trouble shutting my eyes in there. I'd be standing beneath a beating water, shampoo running down my face, and as soon as I squinted my eyelids closed, I'd hear Grandma's words running through my head. 5 seconds is fine, and 10 is just about okay, but any longer than that? I'd rub my hair fast, feeling the shampoo dripping off my chin, and as soon as I counted past 5 seconds, I'd feel it. A sort of pressure. Not a feeling of being watched exactly, but something close to that. I'd run my fingers faster and faster through my hair, frantically trying to get the suds out, and the ready blackness behind my closed eyes, coupled with a rush of water over my ears, would feel like a held breath, like the silence before a scream. The seconds would race through my mind, and I'd be so desperate to open my eyes again that I'd sometimes do it before my hair was rinsed fully clean, and my eyes would sting with shampoo. But before I shut them again, I'd always be sure to peer out through the stained glass door of the shower cubicle, just to make sure I was alone. It wasn't long before Mum realized something was up. She heard me crying out in my sleep one night, and came in to comfort me, asked me what the matter was, and it all came out. I told her about Grandma's stories, about Mr. Longfingers. She got this look on her face when I was telling her, like she used to get with me when I'd made her really mad. This wide-eyed, angry look. Only this time, she wasn't angry with me. She was angry with Grandma. My parents' room was next to mine, and sometimes, if I pressed my ear against the wall, I could hear them talking in there. Soft whispers. That night, though, after Mom was satisfied I wasn't scared anymore and she'd got back to her room, the whispers weren't soft at all. Oh no. I heard Mom hissing to Dad about Grandma, about the story she told me. Mom's voice floated through the wall, sharp and crisp. "You know what your damn mother said to him now, don't you, Simon?" Dad's response was an unintelligible mutter. "She's told him there's a monster that'll get him if he shuts his eyes in the shower. A monster! The poor kid's been having nightmares about it all week. Seriously, Simon, you'd better say something to her tomorrow morning, first thing. Or I will." Grandma came to visit me in my room the following night. That time, as she perched on the end of my bed, there were no stories. Nothing like that. Grandma just sat there and stared down at me, her blue eyes wide and sad. The light from the moon outside my window lit up her wrinkled face. "You know I'd never let anything bad happen to you, don't you?" she said after a moment. I nodded my head. "I know, Grandma. You know I wouldn't let you come to any harm." I nodded again. "Okay, good. That's good." She looked away from me for a moment, out the window. "You know, the things I tell you in the evening are meant to help you, sweetheart. They're meant to toughen you up a bit, protect you." She paused and shook her head. "But maybe your mum's right. Maybe I went too far this time." She looked down at me and smiled. But even then, even though I was only 10 years old, I could tell it didn't quite reach her eyes. "I'll tell you what," said Grandma. "You know what I told you about Mr. Longfingers and the shower? Well, I'm going to make sure you're safe. I'll scare the bugger off. How about that? It won't come back in a hurry if it has to face me." I stared up at Grandma, watching her face glow in the moonlight, watching her smile down at me. I nodded my head once. I was the one who found her. I don't know when exactly it happened, but I guessed it was about a week after we had that talk in my room. A week after she told me she wouldn't let me come to any harm. I woke early that morning from a bad dream to a heavy thumping sound. I sat bolt upright in bed. My room was quiet around me, and I couldn't hear anything from the wall that joined my parents' room either. But the house wasn't entirely silent. Floating down the hall, muffled by my closed door, I could hear the sound of rushing water, the noise of the shower. I leapt out of bed and ran down the upstairs hallway, heart already pounding my chest. As soon as I reached the closed bathroom door, I started banging it. A deep terror was welling up inside me, like cold water from a well, something I couldn't place, and I kept banging and shouting, "Grandma!" over and over again, even though she didn't respond. Off to my right, I was dimly aware of voices from my parents' room, the sleepy shuffle of footsteps. But before they had a chance to make it out onto the landing, I lifted up my hand to test the door handle, more out of instinct than because I thought it might actually open. But the door was locked. I kept banging with my free hand, and it swung suddenly inwards, bringing me face to face with a wall of steam. Heat struck my skin. I squinted my eyes against the damp fog and peered into the bathroom. And before Dad pushed me to one side, before everything around me descended into shouting and tears and chaos, I saw her. I saw Grandma. She was lying naked on the floor in the shower cubicle, the water beating down around her, blue eyes bulging from her face. One hand was curled against her chest like a dead bird, while the other trailed against the glass of the shower cubicle, the flailing finger marks she'd carved through the steam still clear and fresh. it was a heart attack that killed her. That's what my dad told me. He said Grandma was old, and the thing had struck her quickly and suddenly. She would have died fast and without pain, Dad said. She wouldn't have suffered. I knew better, though. Even as a 10-year-old kid, I knew better. And years later, thinking about this as an adult, I still know better. I also know my wife and kids resent me for refusing to have a shower in the house, for insisting everyone take baths. They pretend it's okay, and they humor me. But I can tell they don't really understand it. Not at all. My wife thinks she does. She thinks I still carry the trauma of seeing my grandmother dying in front of me when I was little. I guess she is right, in a way. But she doesn't know the full truth. Nobody does. And no one would believe me, even if I told them. No one would believe me if I said the reason I didn't take showers, the reason I haven't had one since I was 10 years old, isn't because I'm scared from the sight of the dead body. It's because, all those years ago, when I crept back into the still hot bathroom after the paramedics had taken Grandma's body downstairs, I made sure to check the marks her fingers had carved through the steamed glass of the shower cubicle. And those marks weren't just on the inside.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chain to the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.